I appreciate the opportunity to stand before the Lord's people. I hope I appreciate the opportunity to stand before the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to consider a word for a few minutes. I'd like to consider the word down. Which way you reckon God's got to look when He looks at us?
Down.
How far down you reckon He's got to look?
All
way down. God is good.
Amen.
God is great. God could have looked away. But God looked down from heaven at the children of men. And He saw that there was none that did good. No, not even one. And in case you think there could be an exception, no, not even one means no, not even one. Tell you finally, when you look into God's Word and see more how He describes the way He looks down and what He sees when He looks down, and the proper response to that is to put your hand over your mouth. When we realize that, it's supposed to stop every mouth and all the world realize that we stand guilty before that God. God looked down, saw that there was none that sought after Him. All had gone out of the way. There was none that did good. No, not one. What might a holy God have done? What's He big enough to do? Anything He wants to do. Everything He wants to do. All He wants to do, every time, all the time. Wonder who holds the lightning bolts. And wonder how good a shot He is. Wonder what could have happened when God looked down and saw there was none good, no, not one. God is good. God is great. God came down.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Aren't you glad He took that option?
Amen.
I came down.
Yes.
Not to do my own will, but the will of my Father that sent me. And this is my Father's will, that I wouldn't lose any of them.
Amen.
I'd give them every one eternal life that the Father had given me. And someday He'll say, "Behold, Father, I and the children that Thou gave me." Good baseball players bat 350. God bats 1,000. He would have batted 1,000 with those lightning bolts. He'd have hit everybody he shot it at. But He came down. How'd He act when He got here? I find one time where there's a whole passel of sinners come in and throw one down at His feet. I doubt that she was much worse than the rest of them. Mm-hmm. I think the rest of them came to that conclusion before the day was over.
Yeah. Right.
That she wasn't much better than me. The only one that has no sin stoops down, and looks up at them. That seems a mite backwards, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If they'd have had their act together, they'd have been the one down looking up at him, you reckon?
Right.
Now, he looked down, and he came down, and he stooped down, and he starts writing in the dirt. And he looked up. He that is without sin, throw the first rock. Mm-hmm. And he looked down, and he started writing in the dirt. And in a bit he looked up, and there were two there. Beginning at the oldest and probably the wisest, stones had dropped and men had walked away. I got a feeling they're sort of looking down too now. What do you think? If men had tails, they'd be between their legs. And they go slithering off. And he looks at the woman. Where are your accusers? Mm-hmm. What happened to all of them? There are none, Lord. Neither do I accuse thee. Go thy way and sin no more. I find another occasion. He's just instituted the first Lord's Supper. Do this and remember me. Think about my body. Think about my blood. Think about me. And they begin to argue among themselves which of them is the greatest. And he begins to teach them there. And I got a feeling nobody's much listening. Sometimes you can be too mad to listen. Sometimes you can be too big to need to listen. Sometimes you can be a lot of things. And in the midst of this arrogance, high-mindedness, where does he go? Right down at their feet. Pours water into a basin. Peter, realizing the inappropriateness of this, that he's the one down doing the lowly job, you'll never wash my feet. I don't really think that's rebellion. It was a wrong thing to say. I think it's a tone of reverence and recognition of the inappropriateness of how far down this one's come. He looked down and he came down. And now he's down there in the dirt, washing sinners' feet. God is good. God is great. Shortly thereafter, he'd be in a garden called Gethsemane. And he kneeled down and he began to pray. Father, if it be possible. He's way down now. He's way down. He's about rock bottom, I think. You may be down, but you've never been that down. I'd just soon not do this, Father. He's in a strait.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult position. A troubled heart. He's described him being troubled in heart and groaning before he gets there, and now he's sweating as if it's great drops of blood. and in an agony, with strong crying and tears, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, I'll go farther down than this. I'll go lower yet. Thy will be done. I want to tell you something. He looked down. He came down. He stooped down. He kneeled down. And he laid down his own life.
Amen.
Nobody took it from him. He had the power to lay it down. And he had the power to raise it up again.
Right.
He hangs on that cross and he says seven things. And then he bowed his head. It doesn't say down right there. But I don't know anybody ever bowed their head up. I'm going to add a word to the scriptures. He bowed his head down. And he gave up the ghost. And they took him down. And they laid him down. And everybody's pretty down. There's two women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they're sitting against the sepulcher.
Yes.
In case you don't understand, a sepulcher is a grave. And those two girls are pretty down, I do believe.
Yeah.
They had thought he was the king. They had thought he was the Messiah. They thought he's the one they'd been looking for. And their dreams are shattered. And their hopes are dashed. And they're pretty much at rock bottom too. They prepare spices and sweet smelling ointments to go anoint his dead body that's been laid down in that tomb. Early in the morning on the first day of the week, besides everything else, who's going to roll away that stone? Sometimes we worry about stuff we shouldn't be worried about, don't we?
Right.
I picture him coming over the rise, and it's just getting light enough maybe to see. The stone's not going to be a problem.
No.
Something's right bright on top of that stone. What in the world is that? Who's that laying on the ground? That's those brave Roman soldier guards. And they passed out. Because it's a scary place. Because that angel, you know, sometimes there's angels that entertain unaware. This wasn't one of those unaware angels. No. This isn't very obvious.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's right scary. But he's got words. I know who you're looking for. He's not here. He is risen.
Amen.
I got that far in a story one time at the nursing home. Just working through Matthew chapter 28, just starting right there. And I got to that line right there, and those folks cheered and applauded.
Amen.
The closer you get, the better it sounds.
Yes. Right.
Y'all did pretty good. A couple of amens from some old ones. Love you, brother. That's worth getting excited about.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Right.
Resurrection fixes everything.
Amen.
Amen.
What about those girls? They upset anymore?
No.
I bet their spirits are up.
Yeah, that's right.
He looked down. He came down. He stooped down. He kneeled down. He lay down. But now what? Up from the grave he arose. Isn't that awesome?
Hey, that's right.
Isn't that awesome? God is good. God is great. Where is he? He went up through the cloud and he sat down.
Amen. That's right.
On the right hand of the Father. Exalted above every name that's mentioned. Every name that's known. That every name, heaven, earth, and under the earth, will bow to that name.
Yeah.
He's right up there now, isn't he?
Right.
He's right up on top, isn't he? High and exalted, the Holy One. Some of these days could be pretty quick. Are you looking?
Yeah.
Looking for that glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior Jesus Christ who gave himself for us? Are you gazing into the clouds? You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into the clouds? That same Jesus, he's coming back. Well, if he's up and he's coming back, you know which way I figure that is? He's coming down, is he?
He's coming down.
When he's coming down, what are we going to do? We're going up. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? To forever be with the Lord. God is good. God is great.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.